Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's Pick Six with Mully and Haw, where we debate the top six sports stories of the day and then open it up to you, the Chicago sports fan. Call us at 312-644-6767, or you can tweet your thoughts at Mully Haw. Pick Six with Mully and Haw starts now.
Pick Six, sponsored by Affinity Whole Health. Do what I do. Visit feelgreatillinois.com to learn more about their testosterone therapy or their weight loss options. What did you make of Matt Eberflus emphasizing the need to establish a run game in order to slow teams for constantly blitzing against Caleb Williams? Next Gen Stats reported 5 of the 7 sacks on Williams came against the blitz on Sunday night, and Williams completed just 3 of 12 passes with an interception against the blitz. Are you concerned that OC Shane Waldron isn't the man to get that done?
Well, he better be the man because he's the man. So, yeah, I think it's nice that Flusy noticed that, hey, everybody's blitzing and this is the new blueprint and we're going to see that the rest of the year unless we can do a little Wilson enema when you really need one. And I think that talking to Olin yesterday, I'm glad that Flusy apparently heard it because he echoed some of the thoughts he had about that. And I honest to God, they've got to run the ball, and they've got to do a better job of doing so, and they might want to think about getting out of shotgun, getting under center, running the ball, using some play action, moving the pocket. There are ways of kind of changing the dynamic of what you're doing. For whatever reason, what they wanted to do out of the gate has failed miserably, and I think part of the reason is that the quarterback's been under pressure the whole time. Listen, this is twofold. It's not just a young quarterback. It's an offensive line that is that just isn't very good. There's no way around it. Not one player on that line is really establishing himself as the man. And in fact, you know, the guy you would hope would be doing that in his second year as a starter is Darnell Wright, and he is going the wrong way. He gave up, according to PFF, 5 pressures and 2 sacks. Now, listen, we know how good Danielle Hunter is, but man, did he knock that guy around. I mean, that's embarrassing. And if you were doing anything on Twitter yesterday, you couldn't help but see that one play where he whiffs on the guy. And Danielle Hunter, it's like he started leaping at Justin Fields about 2 feet before he got there. Justin Fields, Caleb Williams, about 2 feet before he got there. And you see, it's almost like at that point, Wright seemed to notice, oh, he got by me. He's gone. I mean, it was just a slow motion, awful thing to see. So for those reasons, offensive lines, get them downhill, get them blocking. Just try to use whatever it is you have or use whatever it is you don't have. Make sure you're not putting yourself in vulnerable position. So I hope Shane Waldron gets the memo.
Well, you mentioned, Mully, using what you have. The Bears kept three tight ends around. They've been active. They kept a fullback around. He's been active.
Not last week.
Yeah. Okay, not last. But yeah. You know,
you're right.
But they kept him around.
Right.
They're on the team.
Point taken.
So run the ball.
So I think that patience is required. And I know that nobody wants to hear that after the debacle on Sunday night in Houston. But I do think the Bears are in a feeling out process as well with Shane Waldron kind of figuring out what his personnel is, who's healthy, and what he likes. And Caleb Williams, you know, loud arrival, major expectations and all those things. And certainly when you blitz him as often as the Texans did, you're going to force him into making the kind of throws he made. And they did a great job defensively of exploiting the Bears' weakness. But it's time for a deep breath now. And it's time to kind of like strip down the version of your offense and to lean into what you think your strength is. To figure out what your identity is, you have to go to the core of your belief system. And I think offensively, that's got to be running the football. It always has got to be running the football and protecting the quarterback, regardless of the skill that you have. I think what happened in the preseason, and it's understandable that Shane Waldron, like the rest of us, became a little enamored with all the skill that the Bears have, all the weapons that they have assembled. And they got too cute at times. Offensive coordinators in the NFL tend to do that. Their job status is so iffy on a year-to-year basis. They want to impress you. They want to impress everybody. But you know what? The way to impress anybody watching the Bears, run the ball. Play smash-mouth football. Lean into that. It's conservative and boring, but it's effective. And that's the way that you get your young quarterback time in the pocket with the play-action fake. Then he can set up. Move the pocket, Shane Waldron. If you want to get cute, do that with a little bit of misdirection and waggle passes and dragging the tight end and things that aren't necessarily fancy or innovative, but they're effective. So you need to go back to work and just focus on the work. Don't focus on being cute. Be good. And if the Bears can do that, I think that they're going to get somewhere.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Was it odd to hear the tight end Cole Kmet offer up a lukewarm defense of the Bears' embattled offensive line?
I know everyone wants to just look at the offensive line and, you know, you see a sack and maybe you feel like it's on the offensive line. But there's a lot of things that go into it, whether it's the receivers having to run the right routes. And, you know, if they're not there, that causes the quarterback to hold the ball a little bit more.
So is it the wide receiver's fault, as Cole Kmet maybe suggested?
He did not suggest that, maybe.
He didn't?
He kind of maybe sort of did. What he did was, as we say about sacks, every sack has a story, right? Every interception has a story.
Peyton Manning.
And I think sacks can be the same way. What Cole Kmet is doing is that, with excruciating detail, I think he explains things as well as anybody in that locker room. He's a tremendous guy behind the mic. And he is a guy who understands Bears culture as well as anybody in that locker room. He's been through a lot already. He should get combat pay as a roster or a contract little clause and bonus.
Isn't that the $50 million?
Yeah, exactly. That might have been because they knew that he would have to explain every shortcoming historically that the Bears have endured. What he's saying is absolutely correct. It's not always on the offensive lineman getting beat at the line of scrimmage, Braxton Jones. Oh, PFF said it. He didn't. Or it's not always the guy getting overmatched up the middle on Highway I-65, Coleman Shelton. They got to fix that. Sometimes it's the quarterback not protecting himself with the right protection at the line of scrimmage or holding on to the ball too long. And sometimes it's the receiver not running the right route, Roma Dunze. So it takes a village to wreck an offense. And what happened on Sunday night is the Bears wrecked an offense, but it was a collective effort. And I think as much as anything, Cole Kmet was reminding us of that.
Yeah, it sounded like he was throwing the wide receivers under the bus. We also I heard that from lots of different NFL talking heads over the weekend that you have to recognize the blitz is coming, so you need to cut your routes shorter in order to recognize that. Still running the same pattern, but in a shorter, you're making your breaks, your turns quicker than you were supposed to.
Are you, anybody in particular you're pointing at, DJ Moore? He's our guy.
Listen, he could have been given a lot more grief than you guys gave him yesterday. He could have been.
Wow. Whoa, now who's throwing who under the bus? Whoa.
I'm just saying he had a bad night. We might listen to Daniel Jeremiah later.
Oh yeah, well he was knows. Like,
but I was shocked by what Daniel Jeremiah said.
We just got bus tossed.
We did.
No.
Next time, we'll let Dustin interview people. Oh, no, wait.
No way. That's not happening. What do we call that? No shot. No shot that's happening. Listen, Cole Kmet does better talking than he does playing lately, too. So that's a whole, Cole Kmet can look in the mirror as well.
That got ugly there. That the message of...
I'm sorry. I was just diagnosing the problem.
Yeah. Cole Kmet threw the receivers under the bus and Dustin threw us. In the safe spot. Wow. So really, it's our fault that the offensive line can't block. Listen, they have a problem. They have a problem in the offensive line. Everybody knows it. It's not a mystery to anyone. Nobody played particularly well in that game. I think to the naked eye, some of us saw maybe one guy playing better than he was accused of being, but that was just to the naked eye, and I don't know that the numbers back up anything. I mean, the thing that was hilarious is that Pro Football Focus, basically said that the center gave up two pressures and that was it, because the time he wound up in the quarterback's lap, there was a penalty called, and that ended up being a positive play for the Bears, believe it or not. So, I mean... I don't know how you look at what's happened in two games with the center and say he's not the worst offensive lineman.
That's the problem.
Yeah, that is a problem.
I think
problem.
It starts there.
And I think that is a real issue. And I think I will give you this. There are not obvious solutions. There are not simple solutions to their problems other than going back in time and changing things. It's not like you can have a tryout today and bring in the centers that are on the street and actually find one. Oh, wow. Oh, this guy's a Pro Bowl talent. How did he get overlooked? That's not going to happen. That's the vineyard is not open. They are still growing the linemen at this point. I just think that it's pretty sad that you thought you had something that you don't have, and now it's biting you to the point where you're going to have to change the style you play, and you're going to have to change the style you play. You're going to have to focus more on a running game, especially going into the Colts. They're not good stopping the run.
I have a rhetorical question. I'll ask it the next answer.
Okay.
I knew that question would come up.
Is it time for the Bears to hold an open tryout on the offensive line?
Here we go.
Do they need to bring every center they can find up to Hallis Hall and attempt to get an improvement over Coleman Shelton? How about Kieran Amagaji? Is he the answer, the draft pick, third round out of Yale at guard?
Well, he's not healthy. So, I mean, when he's healthy, I would play him at guard. I would try.
Why?
Because your
Why?
Guards are terrible.
Learn a position at the NFL level?
Dude, you need somebody to get in front of somebody and stay there, okay? And not get, run over despite the size of the man. This is a big, strong dude. And, hey, we're going to have you block, only we're not going to have you outside. You're going to be inside. You're in a phone booth. So let's see if you can block. I think you got to do anything you can do. And I mean, it's not a simple answer because, as we just discussed, the center is a position. You might have a pretty decent finesse center. Unfortunately, you're getting steamrolled. So you got to figure out a way. If people are blitzing, that means they're sending extra defenders. That means everyone has to block straight up. And if you are not strong enough to do that, then hit the weight room 6 months ago, son. That's the only answer to that. I think that they are at a point where anything on the table, whether it's Bill Murray, whether it's the, who's the other guard they got? They got another guy sitting around. Whomever it might be. If it's Mark Pryor, have him.
Matt.
He's got giant calves. Oh,
no,
I'm sorry.
Wrong sport, wrong guy.
Yeah. But whatever it
dude,
is.
Dude, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Dude.
I think I might have been joking. But you went that's full okay. dude. I went full dude on
yes.
what?
You went dude earlier.
Did I really?
When you go dude, I know you're worked up.
Yeah.
Dude.
Okay, dude.
So I guess the first question is, who's worse, Coleman Shelton or Nate Davis? And then is...
You got to replace two guys.
Right. So that's where I'm going with this. So is Doug Kramer... How bad is Doug Kramer? My point is, could Doug Kramer be the center? And could you move Shelton to the guard for this week? Now, speaking of, you know, right now Matt Pryor's listed as the right backup right tackle. So if that's a thing, I think you're easy. If you only want to make one move, I would take Nate Davis out of the game, and I would move Matt Pryor to right guard because he's already using his right hand on the ground since that's a thing in the NFL. So that's what how I would make for this week only. But if Doug Kramer isn't good enough to get in there, then yes, you are right, Mully, that they should have every guy that's ever snapped a ball that would still like to play in the NFL. Come, where's the guy from last year, the local guy?
Jason Kelce.
No, he's busy.
He's busy.
He's way too
heaven,
busy,
heaven
if you ask me.
Pull him out of the booth.
Who was the guy who had the long hair? He wasn't great, but at least he was like a little bit of nasty. I mean, he's a local guy. He was from the Dolphins, played some center last year for the Bears.
Oh, they traded for him.
Yeah. Yes. Who was that guy?
Like
I can't think of his name.
Seventh round pick?
Sixth.
Yeah.
Dan Feeney.
Dan Feeney.
Thank you, Tyler.
Yeah. He's
that's around.
Not the answer,
does he still,
man.
You
is he
know,
around?
I got to look.
I'd go Olin Krutz before Dan Feeney.
All right. But
40,
you know, listen, I love Olin Krutz, but Olin lost about half a person.
Well, that's
so.
Kind of my point.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dan Feeney's not the answer, unless the question is, who's the local
guy
that got cut last year?
Who's the answer then? It's your turn. Who's the answer?
Because this is my question. I'll answer it with a question, and it's rhetorical. Is it possible that we are overreacting wildly to a bad performance against one of the best teams in the AFC?
Yes.
Against one of the best play callers defensively in the game.
But two games.
Well, I think that the first game was concerning.
Yes.
The second game was alarming. I don't know if there is a chance that this unit could be better than they've shown, and maybe give them a chance to come together. Cohesion is important. Chemistry matters. And I just wonder, are we getting ahead of ourselves in calling for guys to be switched to positions they haven't played before, or bringing in open auditions for guys who haven't had an experience? I don't know.
You can't have that kid sacked 7 times and hit 11 times.
I don't disagree with that.
That's all I'm saying.
I don't disagree with that at all. I do wonder, though, again, and this is related to the previous question, what's going wrong with the Bears' offensive line is a collective failure. It's yes. not just any one guy. I don't even think it's any one unit. I think it stems from the offensive coordinator. You got a rookie quarterback. You've got receivers who aren't on the same page with him, and you got an offensive line that's not protecting. So you have it's a group failure. And to fix that, I don't know if it's any one or two individuals. Perhaps it is. I don't mind the idea of Doug Kramer getting a look. I don't think Coleman Shelton has done anything to make you trust him moving forward. I also don't know that Kieran Amagaji, after playing tackle in college at Yale, is a guy that you want to test at guard if his first NFL experience. Maybe that's a good offseason project. I don't know if it's an in-season one. But those are all good options if you can't protect Caleb Williams, because that's what it's all about. But I just look at the possibility that, and again, I go back to the whole Kyle Hendricks thing. I know it's baseball, but just when you think somebody or something, in this case the Bears' pass protection, is terrible and can't be fixed, maybe you take a deep breath and give it one more shot to see if it can be. Maybe this week is a little different against the Colts. Maybe you build a little confidence and momentum.
Run the ball.
That's the way you start. You start by running the ball. You start by stripping everything down and taking the simple approach to a solution.
I'd have every scout on my team just looking at offensive linemen on practice squads all over the league.
Don't you think they're doing that?
I think if they're not doing that,
they need to.
Listen, they should have already been doing
absolutely
that.
True.
They should have done it by cutdown day.
Absolutely true.
That's going to be the big question.
What's your take on the Carolina Panthers benching Bryce Young? He's just 23. For 36-year-old and former Bears QB Andy Dalton, Young has been awful, and Carolina is winless, losing to the Chargers and to the Saints by a combined score of 73-13.
I hate this story. I hate this story because of what it implies, and not even implies, what it says about the state of quarterback development in the NFL. It speaks to the collective impatience throughout the league. It also speaks to how teams rush quarterbacks to the front of the line to start from day one. Bryce Young wasn't ready. There were a lot of things about Bryce Young that were exposed. I don't know that giving up on him 2 games into his second season says much about the commitment for a team going nowhere. This is Exhibit A in how to ruin a young quarterback. This is Exhibit A about what to do when you're trying to sabotage a career. Bryce Young deserves better. He may not be a quarterback that is without flaw. Absolutely, he has limitations. Maybe it's related to his size. He can't fix that. Help him help himself. Andy Dalton's not the answer, unless it's the question is, what veteran quarterback gets in the way of young quarterbacks more in the last 5 years than Andy Dalton? Can you name one? No, you can't. It's Big Red all the way. He gets another shot down in Carolina.
Now, in the same press conference that they benched Bryce Young, they also went out of the way to say Bryce Young is still our guy. He's the man. He's their future. Maybe they just want him to watch what a pro like Andy Dalton does in a week of prep and then through a game.
Well, I you know, first of all, I read the story on a wire service, and they listed Andy Dalton as 34 years old, and I said, no, he's got to be older than that. And I looked him up, and sure enough, he's 36. I mean, Andy Dalton's been around forever. And the idea that here you are going into your third game and you're going to bench your quarterback speaks to all the things that David is talking about. But honestly, I watched Bryce Young in the post game of that after that game. I don't know how he got on my TV. I mean, this is almost like a mercy benching. This is almost like this kid needs to stop and get his thoughts together and get his confidence back. And this is going the wrong way at breakneck pace. Andy Dalton is no kind of long-term solution. I'm not even sure he's a stopgap. I mean, this kid might have to come into the game. Andy Dalton has not, he's been around forever, mainly because he hasn't played since he was here. He started one game last year in Carolina, something like that, and it wasn't very good. They're not very good. The owner down there has totally messed up the franchise. You know, when Jerry Richardson was there, they were at least like a competent organization. I don't know what's happened. Not anymore. And this is more about the worst team in football. And I don't think they get better with Andy Dalton. I don't think he's going to win the game or anything. But this kid, his confidence is shook, and he looked like a broken man. He's 23 years old. Let's hope they can salvage something from his career. But you are so right in your comment about the way that quarterbacks are developed, or rather not developed, just thrown to the wolves.
There's not really a good way to answer that question, to be honest.
If the Cubs win 85 games or more and miss the postseason, how successful would you consider this season? How do you think the front office and ownership will view this season if that is the case?
Listen, the Cubs had different moments in the season where they could have gotten all this work done, and they didn't. And so here they sit, what are they now, 4 games over .500? It's just not good enough. Their season hasn't been good enough. If they end up with 85 games, you'll look back and you'll say, well, you know, look what happened in June, July. They blew it. And I don't think that management will look at it any other way. I don't think that the front office will look at it any other way. I just think that the reality is they thought they were putting together a playoff team, and they didn't. And they did not, and odds are they're not going to make it. Even if they win 85 games, I don't think they're going to make it. I think they're going to come up just short, and I think it's a pity, and it has more to do about the way that they played earlier in the year than anything else. And we said from that point on, you know, we talked at the time about needing a bullpen arm. We talked about needing another bat in the lineup. These problems have not gone away, and they got to figure that out.
You can mix and match it any way you want. The one-run losses is what's going to really come back and make you sit up at night if you really would let yourself get that stressed out. If they were to win 85 and, let's say, be out of it by a game and a half or something like that. But it does. They might win 85 and still be five out the way this thing is going.
Right.
So
right.
Now you could point to the successes. We talked to Shota Imanaga has had a fantastic. He has over-delivered without a shadow of a doubt. They have. It looks like right now they have developed a player at this level. PCA looks like he's not going back to Iowa. He is your center fielder of the future. Question is, can he bat higher than seventh or eighth in the lineup and still have the success that he has had? What's going on with Cody Bellinger? You know, it's almost 50-50 right now. 50-50 say he's definitely coming back. He's going to sign that option. 50% believe he's going to opt out. If he opts back in, I don't see the Cubs going out and finding the missing piece to that offense, which is a real third or fourth hitter in this lineup. If you could add that, you could actually, this team might be pretty good offensively, but they're still missing that guy, that it factor. They don't have it.
Okay, we have all the offseason to debate that. You're right, though. And I don't know if you're right about Bellinger. I think he's coming back. So 85 wins at the beginning of March was kind of the bar, because we believe the 85 victories would get a team into the playoffs based on last season. Because the Marlins won 84, they're in. The Diamondbacks won 84, they went to the World Series. So 85 victories was the threshold for the playoffs. So that was the thing. You said 85 victories should get you into the playoffs. It's not going to. The Cubs won 83 games last year. They could win 85 this year, have a two-game improvement, and still feel like this season was a failure. You know why? Because it would be. You needed to get to the postseason. Now, failure's strong, but it wasn't a success. It's somewhere in between. And you don't come to Chicago, if you're Shota Imanaga, you don't go to games at Wrigley Field in a big market because you're somewhere in between. You want to see a team in the postseason. That's the bar. If the Cubs don't get into the postseason, it's not a success. We can play games with semantics and look ahead and all these things, but no. You win 85 games and you're out of the playoffs, you're on the outside looking in, you should be disappointed, and they will be.
Well, I mean, this is the third question already. I mean, I said what I have to say.
Bob Nightingale reported Sunday in the USA Today that five teams are expected to make a bid for Juan Soto in free agency: Yankees, Mets, Blue Jays, Giants, Phillies. Are there any legit reasons why the Cubs and the White Sox are not on this list?
Little surprised the Cubs are not on that list. Disappointed? I think I'm being realistic. They were on the Shohei Ohtani list. It didn't go so well. So maybe this is just preemptive preparation of trying to not get disappointed. They should be on that list. The White Sox, no, they're not spending any money. They're going to lose 100 games again, I think. And Chris Getz will be surprised if they don't lose 110. I forget how that was worded, but they're not going to be on any list. They're going to be cost-cutting in 2025. The Cubs shouldn't be. The Cubs should be on that list to go after Juan Soto. They won't, but they should be.
Absolutely should be.
Juan Soto is 25 years old, okay? Juan Soto is just heading in to his best years. Do you want the prime of a guy that could be the best player in baseball in another year or two? The guy's got, what has he got? He's got 40 homers, 39 homers. I mean, this guy would answer so many problems. Now, they already have a right fielder. Are they worried about that? Is that coming into play in any way that they have invested into a player who, by the way, did you see him slip rounding second yesterday and try to get back to the bag when he should have had third? I don't know. I don't want to get caught up in picking on anybody. But the fact of the matter is that it'd be idiotic not to pursue Juan Soto. This guy is still very young. He's hitting his prime. You could get his prime years. And, I mean, doesn't that get you 10 times closer to a World Series? Why wouldn't you do that? Now, the White Sox, they don't count because the owner laughed at the idea of going after Ohtani. He's not going to spend money. We've already heard they're cutting payroll. They know that that the state has to give them the money they don't get from the ballpark. They're trying to take advantage. I don't want to say they're trying to lose 100 games, but they're trying to force the state into giving them money for a new stadium, and their new pathway to doing so is by losing and making the fans not turn up and then forcing the state to pay them money. It looks like it's very sinister. But maybe that's just being cynical. 312-644-6767. We've got an extra point next, then we'll get to your calls, Mully and Haw, on the Score.
Look, we're not going to be in any Ohtani race. I'll tell you that right now. I'll give you.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nor Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts!